What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the scariest part wasn't the hidden door they found sealed behind the closet wall. It was realizing years later that the adults in the house had been just as afraid of the upstairs as the kids were.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. If you have a real ghost story, it's really easy to share it with us. You can leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. But if you're like, I'm a little shy, well, then write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to become a premium subscriber, get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive, you could do that. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Kathy Gordon's here today. How are you doing?
I'm telling you what, I'm kind of a little bit shaken about this idea of a closet door that had a wall built up in front of it.
It makes you
wonder.
I mean,
it kind of sounds like the fall of the House of Usher or something.
It makes you wonder because it's like why did you do that?
Now, with that said, there are times that when they were redoing old houses or whatever, like they would, I found windows behind walls, right? Because they just boarded up in front of this window and didn't want a window right there. So they took the window out and just put a wall in front of it. I've actually had that happen before. I've seen that happen. So I get there are times that maybe you don't want that door and you just board it up. But it feels like this, I haven't heard the story yet because you always hold it for me and then you lay it on me right here in the when we're podcasting. But it doesn't sound like that was the case. It sounds like maybe there's a room beyond this.
Yeah. And, you know, I watched a show on HGTV where they were renovating older houses. I can't even remember what the show was. But these people, and maybe I didn't even see it on HGTV. I just think I did because it was about renovating a house. But these people had bought an old house and they're making all these renovations. And as they're looking at the house from the outside, they're like, wait a minute. Like there's windows there, but where are those windows in the house? And then they realized there was a whole room sealed off completely. Oof. And it still had wallpaper in it. I think there were some other things in it. The whole room was just sealed off. And it was a good sized room. Like it could have been used as the music room or something. It was like a really good sized room because this was
so
like an old
Victorian.
So why
would you give up real estate?
Right. Why would you seal off an entire room?
I saw one recently on HGTV as well. I think it was the guy from, I think he's from NSYNC. and he does the
farmhouse. Oh, yeah, that guy. He's good. I can't think
adorable.
Of the name.
Adorable. Yeah. I love him so much. But anyway, they were doing a house there, and they do those old 1700 houses, and there was a wall like behind a room behind a fireplace. Once again, wallpaper and everything. It was just a room.
It's like, why did you do that? And why would you close off access to the attic completely?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So the story goes, here's the story. It says, I've been listening to the show for years. Here is a story that happened when I was growing up in Pennsylvania in the late 90s and early 2000s. My parents bought an older house outside of town when I was around 7 years old. It wasn't a giant Victorian mansion or anything like that. It was just a big old two-story house that had clearly been added on to over the years. My dad loved old houses because he was convinced he could fix anything himself, which usually meant every room in our house was constantly half under construction. From the start, there was something about the upstairs that my younger sister and I hated. It wasn't the whole upstairs exactly, mostly the landing. Oh my God. Did you write this story? No. Mostly the landing outside the bathroom.
Oh God.
And the back bedroom beside it. That's so weird because the house. Now, maybe not really weird because the house, you know, those older houses, there'd be an upstairs bathroom and there'd be a little landing there in a hallway, you know, that kind of went along the staircase. That's how ours was, but that sounds like our house.
It does.
Oh. During the day, it was fine. Okay, that doesn't sound like our house. But at night, both of us would sprint upstairs if we needed the toilet and practically throw ourselves back down afterward. That sounds like us.
Yeah.
We never saw anything. It just felt wrong up there. Even now, as an adult, that's honestly the best way I can describe it. You'd get halfway up the stairs, suddenly feel like somebody else was already standing on the landing waiting for you.
No, I know this.
I did not write this. My sister used to make me go upstairs first because she swore something watched from the back hallway.
We used to do that too. We'd send the little kids up in front of us. It'd be like, Gary, go ahead, you go.
Cheryl, go. Go get that. Of course, my parents brushed it off completely. Dad especially thought we were winding each other up on purpose. For years, nothing especially dramatic happened. We'd hear occasional footsteps upstairs when everyone was downstairs watching TV, but it was an old house. And once in a while, my mom would think somebody walked into a room behind her and nobody would be there. It was stuff like that. It kind of became background noise after a while. When I was about 14, my parents decided to redo the back bedroom upstairs because the closet was tiny and my sister wanted more space. Dad knocked part of the wall out to expand it farther into the attic behind it, and that's when they found a little door. I remember it very clearly because my dad actually called us upstairs to look at it once he uncovered it. Behind the drywall inside the closet was this small, narrow, wooden, about waist-high door. It had clearly been painted over years earlier and completely hidden behind the wall. The handle was still attached, though half covered in old paint and plaster. At first, my dad thought maybe it led to old storage space. But when he finally got it open, there was just a small, unfinished section of the attic behind it. Dust, beams, old insulation, nothing exciting, but there were signs somebody had used the space at some point, because there was an old wooden chair shoved back in there and scraps of wallpaper peeling off one wall. The whole thing was strange because there didn't seem to be any reason to hide it. My dad joked that we'd discovered some great family mystery, but after that, the upstairs started feeling even worse to me somehow. I remember my sister refusing to sleep in that bedroom for almost a week afterward. Nothing major happened immediately after they opened the little attic space. It wasn't like some horror movie where everything suddenly exploded into paranormal activity. But looking back, I do think that's when my dad quietly stopped dismissing all the weird things in the house. At the time, though, we didn't know any of that. Dad never talked to us kids about it. He worked overnight maintenance at a distribution center back then. So on his days off, he'd be home alone during the day while my sister and I were at school and my mom was at work. Years later, after I was an adult, my aunt accidentally brought up some of the things he'd experienced in that house, and I realized my parents had hidden almost all of it from us. Apparently, Dad had started hearing movement upstairs pretty regularly after opening that attic space. Mostly footsteps, not running or stomping, just somebody moving room to room. One afternoon, he woke up after shift because he thought my sister was upstairs talking to herself in the bedroom. He said he could hear drawers open and closing and somebody moving around above him. Thinking we must have gotten home early from school, he yelled upstairs asking what she was doing. No answer. Movement continued. Finally, he got up irritated, walked upstairs, expecting to find my sister making a mess of her room. The whole upstairs was empty. My mom told me years later he came downstairs pale as a ghost afterward and immediately checked whether our car was in the driveway. It wasn't. We weren't home yet. Another time, he apparently heard footsteps crossing the landing outside the bathroom while he was downstairs in the kitchen. He honestly thought somebody had broken into the house because he knew he was alone. He grabbed one of his tools from the garage, checked the entire upstairs. Nothing. What creeps me out now is realizing how normal he acted around all of us. I had no clue anything more serious was happening because he never wanted us scared of the house. The only thing I personally experienced happened a few months after they found the hidden little door. I was homesick from school in bed one afternoon. My mom ran to the pharmacy. I remember staring at the ceiling half asleep when I heard what sounded like somebody walking slowly down the upstairs hallway. I assumed mom had come home early. Then I remembered the front door never opened. The footsteps stopped right outside my bedroom. I remember lying there completely frozen, waiting for someone to come in. Nobody did. Then after maybe 10 seconds, I heard what sounded like a single step directly inside the room beside my bed. I jumped out of bed so fast I nearly fell down trying to get out of my room and down the stairs. I sat outside on the porch until my mom came home because I refused to go back upstairs alone. Even then, nobody really talked much about it. That was kind of how my family handled things. Everybody acknowledged the house felt strange, but we didn't say it out loud. We moved out when I was 17 after my dad got transferred for work, and I was really relieved. The strange part came years later after my dad passed away unexpectedly in his 50s. At a family cookout one afternoon, my aunt mentioned all the weird stuff Dad used to hear in the house. That completely blindsided me because I never realized how much he experienced there. Apparently, he and my mom had talked about it privately for years. My uncle had experienced things too when he stayed over, mostly footsteps late at night. My mom admitted she used to avoid going near that back bedroom if she was home alone. I remember asking why nobody ever told us any of this growing up, and my mom said that Dad refused to. She told me that he thought if we didn't know about the experiences, we wouldn't be scared ourselves over every little noise in the house. And somehow that kind of makes it a little creepier to me because it means all those years my sister and I thought we were just being kids afraid of an old upstairs landing while the adults were quietly uncomfortable too. I think about that little hidden door sometimes and I wonder if why somebody sealed it off in the first place. Maybe it had absolutely nothing to do with any of the strange experiences, or maybe it did. Love this show. Thank you for reading my story if you made it this far. And I'm not sure who sent that in. It's so weird. So much of that sounds like they're writing about our house.
Yeah. And I think, I like so much of it, when I'm hearing stuff like, I ran outside and sat outside till they got home. Totally right. Did that all the time.
And that whole thing, like, I don't remember Dad really talking to us about it when we were kids that he had experiences. But as adults, we all had conversations. And then Dad told us about experiences he had had.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I do kind of get that, too. Why as adults you don't? Because if you talk about it, are you scaring the kids even more?
The only thing I would add to this, and I would throw it out for the sake of conversation, if you're thinking about should we talk to the kids about it or not, is I will guarantee you, if anything like this is going on in your house right now, the kids are already experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
They probably more deeply than you are.
Agreed.
So with that said, take that for what it's worth, and you know your family dynamic and what's right and what's wrong for you guys. I'm not trying to tell anybody yes or no. I'm just saying that if you think you're hiding it from the kids, I don't think that's what's happening.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, you know, kids have a way of kind of, when they don't have all the information, they just fill it in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really don't know how to fill this in. So I don't think it would be bad to talk to kids. It's like, you know, if you hear anything, just come talk to me about it. Or if you're scared, you know. I think it's good to acknowledge it. Now, I don't know that I would feed into it and go, well, kids, you think you're afraid of the landing? Well, listen what happened to me.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, little freaky landing by the bathroom.
Yeah, I get that. And I, like I said, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do, but children, much more so than adults, are in tune with the paranormal. They are experiencing it. They are afraid. I was so afraid in that house we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the time. And I don't, it's actually the trauma of living there carries way over years and years and years and years to where occasionally I will still have a dream about that house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like, I don't know. It's up to you guys how you want to deal with it. But don't think they're not, just because they're not saying anything to you. Sometimes kids don't want to say anything to mom and dad because they don't want to upset mom and dad. Or I don't want to think that there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we all grew up and thought we had leukemia at one point or another, and you didn't want to upset your mom that you were going to die in a few months or something, right? We all went through that kind of stuff. Same things happens here. You don't want to upset your parents because they got enough on their plate, and you don't want them to worry about you. So you don't tell them.
And that's why I do think it's not a bad idea to kind of have a conversation with your kids, but not a scary one. Not a scary conversation, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was so weird. There's so many parts of that story. It's like, dang, did Sid write that in?
I know.
And our sister.
Okay, wait a minute. There's one part of this story that we didn't discuss that I think may be the part of the story.
Oh, the little door.
The little door in the little room. Because they said that it appeared there was wallpaper in the room.
And a chair.
And a chair, which would indicate that maybe somebody was in there or used it.
Or it could have been the chair was in the bedroom. And then it was like, well, let's squeeze that chair through that little attic door because we don't need it anymore.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So because this is a little door, just to get anything in that room would have been a thing. And then what? Somebody went and used the rocking chair. What, you crawled in there?
Whoa. Maybe it was a haunted rocking chair. They had a haunted chair in there. So they were like, I got an idea. Let's get it in that attic and then we're going to seal it off.
And we'll put some wallpaper around it to make it feel like it's at home.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, who wants to crawl into a room to go get in a rocking chair up in the attic? That's weird.
I don't know. I think it's weird too.
We had the weird little door in our bathroom in our haunted house. And that was the creepiest place in that house, that little attic room.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I really did the whole time I was there think something was buried there. Like, I thought there was a body in it.
But there wasn't.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe if they
pulled up the floorboards, there might have been something.
Could have been. I never pulled up floorboards. I never went looking for a body either.
I didn't hang out in that room. That's all I have to say.
But I did go back in there a couple times. Well, let's go to this caller.
My name is Ben. I live here in Little Elm, Texas. I called you guys before. I drive a truck to McAllen, Texas, from Dallas to McAllen. I'm the guy that heard a voice in the sleeper cab trying to get my attention. One night I was traveling down to McAllen to make a delivery. And McAllen's in South Texas. There's nothing but brush country in that area. One night I was driving between Falfurrias, Texas, and McAllen. So right in that little piece, there's about 60 to 70 miles of nothing but brushland. This particular night, I had just hung up the phone with my wife and my daughter, and I was saying my good nights and everything. So it was about 10:30 at night, and I only had about an hour left on my drive to get to my destination. I said my good nights and everything, so I was in good spirit, and I was just ready to get there and go to sleep. Well, when I was driving, I left the rest area. It's very dark, mind you, in this area, in these areas. A little backstory: in these areas, there's a lot of people crossing in from Mexico. So I see them every night. And some of these people, I guess, they get separated from their groups coming up north, and they just decide to go right back to Mexico. And like I said, I see them every night, and I think nothing of it. I'm like, when I see them, I'm like, okay, well, there's a group, there's a couple right there on the way back to Mexico. I guess they got tired or whatever, and just said the heck with it, I'm going back. So it doesn't faze me. So that's in my mind that they're just going back home. But this one in particular night, along the highway, along the road, like I said, I see these people down the road on the side, on the shoulder. This particular night, I saw this lady. The time slowed down enough for me to identify what I saw and what it was. It was I guess a lady entity. I don't know. Hobbling with his head down. When my truck came up to the side of this thing, I started to cry. The tears just started rolling down my face, you know, like a fear, and my hair just stood up. It's scary as shit. And that's the best way I can describe what I saw. So, once I got down to McAllen, or right after I seen that, I started praying. And I was scared. I was really scared. I was terrified. I called my wife and started praying and everything. I told this to my coworker, and he told me that maybe you're just missing your family. You know, maybe you want to feel homesick. And I told him, no, man, I just hung up with my family. I just hung up with my wife and daughter. You know, said goodnight. I was in good spirits. I don't know what it was. Maybe you can give some explanation. I'm not sure if the video is real or not, but I know what I saw was real, and it's just like that in the video. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I do think that's an interesting thing that happened to him, because he sees something, but he's also used to seeing people while he's driving. But it was the weird emotion, like he wants to just, he was so affected suddenly.
Well, yeah. And I think, I don't know have you ever been down in that area? The brushlands are really creepy at night. And I used to drive through them for one reason or another. And I absolutely can see what he's talking about. I was Googling just to see if there was anything about it. And it said that that the brushlands around McAllen are just notorious for ghosts walking around in them.
Oh, that's interesting.
People report seeing things a lot there. So I am not surprised at all. Plus, like you said, you also have this, you know, strange situation where there are real people out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that people die crossing into here for, you know, a variety of different reasons, you know, lack of food, water, what, you know, different reasons. And so you could have that, but you could have, I think you could have just like a very haunted spirit of an old lady that roams through there and shows up sometimes, because he responded. And like he said, you do see people. It's not like he wasn't prepared to see people. But he knew this was different.
Uh-huh.
And he immediately said he got, you know, overwhelmed with emotion. And kind of crying, felt the chills, you know, the hair stand up, that kind of thing. I think he saw something.
Definitely think he saw something, but it's the emotion part that is interesting to me. Like, he mm-hmm. was fine. He was talking to his family.
Mm-hmm.
He only has another hour to go. Everything's fine. And the next thing you know, he sees this and he's like reacting physically to it.
Yeah. And it says that the region features various legends, including tales of spirits wandering the brushlands, often linked to local tragedies or historic events.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Ooh. And I'm going to tell you, just from my experience of driving through that area, there is nothing, right, for miles and miles and miles, except brush. It's just... what it is.
When you think about it, there would be so many people trying to go through the brush mm-hmm. and they're trying to find something better in life and they're desperate.
Yeah. And you're scratched up and torn up and beat up and it's not comfortable walking through that.
Right. And if you don't make it, nobody's looking for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because people don't even know you're there. So I could see how that would leave such a really strange imprint and a disturbing feeling to be mm-hmm. there too.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like that's what happened.
It does, because like I said, he expects to occasionally see somebody out there. It's not like he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But this was very different.
Very different. That was interesting. So if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, that would be awesome. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You could also write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, go right ahead. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.